Hello, tile friends. Welcome back to another episode of Tile Money, the podcast where we discuss the business of being a tile contractor. This episode of Tile Money is brought to you by the National Tile Contractors Association, the NTCA as we know them. And this episode is sponsored by Latercrete International. Now, my name is Luke Miller. For those of you who are just listening for the first time, I am a tile contractor based out of California, and I am the host of Tile Money. So today I don't have an interview for you. I wanted to talk to you about a few things that have been on my mind. So it's a solo episode. I wanted to talk to you a little bit about what's new with me, what's going on in my life, what's new with the podcast, and an opportunity that I really feel we all have. And I wanted to talk to you about why am I doing this? Why am I even talking to you? And what does it mean? And the NTCA, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about my opinion on why they're interested. Why do they sponsor this podcast? And so I wanted to share my opinions on that. I wanted to talk to you about an opportunity that you have, that we all have. And the last thing I want to talk about is something pretty cool that's happening right now. Maybe you've heard of it, the NTCA Tile Setter Craftsperson of the Year Award. So it's happening right now. You can have a part in it. You can nominate somebody, and I'll be explaining all that towards the end of this episode here. So first of all, forgive me. I've been under the weather. I've been sick. My voice is a little raspy, so bear with me here, friends. And that's kind of what's new with me. I know I missed an episode last week. I was only able to get one out, but you know, first it was my daughter and then my wife and then finally me. So the week here, the last six, eight days have been kind of hectic and a little bit, you know, under the weather and dealing with that. I am installing tile. I have a job going on right now. So, we're putting some floor tile in some 24 or excuse me, they're actually 36 by 18 inch porcelain planks. And, unfortunately the designer had insisted on installing them running bond, and they're not intended to be running bond. 30% offset is what the manufacturer would spec on these. Unfortunately, I was not brought in till later in the job when it came to the showers, and they realized they needed a pro. So I've done the showers, and now there was about a thousand square feet of this flooring to do. And we had to kind of tie it into the existing tile, which somebody already started. So I'm doing the exterior patios, which blend right into the rest of the home. The whole home is tiled. So my hands were tied. The good news is my portion is looking slightly better with the help of leveling clips. It's looking slightly better than the interior. So that's the good news for me, at least. I don't know what that will mean for the general contractor. But that is not my worry. All right. So let's see here. What else is new? We purchased our first home, a brand new home to us. So congratulations to us. We're super excited about it. It has two axles and four wheels. I'll tell you a little bit about that a little later on, but we're excited about that. All right. So moving on here, what's new with the podcast? Well, like I mentioned, I'm simplifying my life to be able to focus on it more. Some of you know me, and some of you have been following, you know, me on Instagram or inside my Facebook group, Tile Money, and you understand or have heard me say that I'm getting out of the tile installation business, and I want to focus on the Tile Money podcast. So what we've done, like I mentioned here, was we bought a fifth wheel. It's a 40-footer. And we're gonna live in it, and we're gonna travel the country here. But I have some more to say on that a little bit later. But what that means for the podcast and what's new with the podcast is I believe I'll be able to spend more time here with you, with my friends, and more time on focused content, more time on deeper business subjects. And some of these will be accompanied with learning aids, like a PDF you could follow, or possibly videos that will be entertaining to watch, and good learning aids. And you'll have a say in this. You'll have a part to play in this too. So as we add these things, I want you to know that this is a good opportunity for you to shape Tile Money. And this is, you know, always been for you, for the tile contractor. It's by me, a tile contractor, and it's for you, a tile contractor. So it's a beautiful thing. I want to start doing some live Facebook episodes. I have about, I think it's over 2,000 people, something like that, inside the Facebook group at this time. So a lot of you are inside discussing business. And I realize that these Facebook Live videos are pretty popular. And so what I can do is I can do an interactive video with someone. We have to wear headsets so that the sound quality is as good as it can be. And we can talk for maybe 20 minutes on a subject that interviewee, that person kind of specializes in. And then maybe we can talk for 15, 20 minutes answering any questions that came up during the first 20 minutes. So if you'd like to be part of this, this is a cool way that you can get questions answered on the spot quickly. We can schedule certain topics a week or two in advance and certain people to interview so that you know what's coming up. So let me know what you think about this. Let me know if you think it's a good idea. And the beauty of it is if you can't watch it live, that video will live on. I believe I can upload it to YouTube. I need to look into that a little bit more, but I can also extract the audio and upload that to however you are listening to this at the moment, if that's audio strictly. Excuse me. So the opportunity we have here, friends, as tile contractors, as the audience of Tile Money, this is, as I mentioned, for you. You have an opportunity here to shape what you're hearing. I wouldn't be doing this if no one was listening. I wouldn't be doing this. You know, this was kind of I threw it out there. I didn't know if anybody would care. But the response I got in the early days was overwhelming. And it wasn't, I'm not talking numbers, but it was just overwhelming. And it made me happy that I was able to help someone and able to encourage someone, anyone. And multiple of you really did come in early and are still messaging me to this day and letting me know that this podcast is helping your business. And I feel so grateful for that opportunity. I really do. I feel humbled. And I just am so overjoyed to be able to share and to be able to assist you in growing your small or large tile contractor business. That's one of the most shocking things to me is some of you who are more advanced in the business side of things than I am have written me or texted me or called me and let me know that it's helping you as well. And so I want to thank you for listening and thank you for messaging me. But the thing about it is we don't forget that you have the opportunity to shape this podcast. You have the opportunity to request certain things. If you need something in your business, request it. You know, the NTCA is now sponsoring this podcast. What does that mean? Well, that means they're saying we want to help. Let us know what you need because they realize that you do need certain things. And the only way they're going to know what you need, the only way I'm going to know is if you request it and let me know, hey, you know what I could really need? You know what would be really practical for me is X, Y, or Z. I mean, I know what I need. I know what some of you need because you've been telling me. Request to be interviewed. Request that I interview someone that you respect or look up to. So I think it's a really cool opportunity. I think, you know, social media as a whole and the internet as a whole has given everybody a voice. And when communities get together, it can be a very beautiful thing because all of a sudden a small community, you know, can all of a sudden have a voice together and come together and be heard. And this is the opportunity that we have, friends. If you have a message that you feel is strong, you feel strongly about and is important is on the subject of the business of tile, I'm happy to entertain it and I'm happy to approach it. So why am I so passionate about this? Why am I doing this? Why am I getting out of tile for now? And I say that, you know, because, you know, I've tried to get out of tile before. I started a property management business. I'm a realtor. I'm licensed to clean pools. I've moved around the country. You know, I've lived, you know, a pretty rich life for a young man, I believe. I'm happy with it. I'm really stoked on life. But why am I focused on this at the moment? Well, for one, you know, one day I was installing tile, I was running my business. I had multiple people employed, and over, it wasn't really one day, but over the course of time, weeks and months, I kind of come to have this realization. I realized that my business and me as a person, me as an installer, I was not making a positive impact on the tile industry. I was not having a positive impact. Being a small tile contractor that I was, even if I grew larger, I just kind of had to come to the realization and the truth that I had to be sincere. I had to own it. As our friend Jason McDaniel would say, own it, you know, hashtag own it. I realized that I wasn't applying all the knowledge that I was learning in these Facebook groups, John Bridge, Form, NTCA, TCNA handbook. I was taking in this knowledge, and I really was. I was even taking in business knowledge, and I was applying some of it. And certainly we can't always apply 100% of the things we learn, and you know, we make mistakes, we're imperfect, right? But it bothered me that month after month I wasn't hitting my goals. And it bothered me that I wasn't the leader, I wasn't the boss that I wanted to be. I wasn't building a company that I really had envisioned in the beginning. And you know, so I was hungry for more knowledge. I was wanting to grow. I wasn't the salesperson that I really wanted to be. I did enjoy that part of it. But I started to understand and come to a realization and clarity that just like many times before in my life, I had to step away. See, I've talked to you about this before. Sometimes in order to grow, we need to slow down or we need to change things up. We need to, just like when you're installing tile, you need to step back and you need to look at your tile rows if you're from afar. Sometimes that's the only way you're going to be able to correct a 16th off, an 8th off, because you can't see it when you're down there 3 feet from the tile. Sometimes you need to get 7 feet, 6, 10 feet away from the tile, and you know what I'm talking about. And I've applied this same method to my life multiple times, and it works. Sometimes you need to take a step back, remove yourself from the situation, and look at your life, look at your business as an outsider. And so that's what I decided to do. And like many times before, I do it kind of in an extreme way. At the same time, this was happening, and I was having these realizations. My wife and I had been having more and more discussions about moving out of California and attempting something different. And this was kind of big, kind of scary, and kind of crazy. But frankly, that's who we are. We've done some traveling. We essentially quit our job once. She didn't fire us, but we since there was no policy in place, we said we're going to take a month off. and this was during the recession. If you've heard me talk about the time when I was young, you know, I just got my license, and I was essentially got into property management, maintenance, and we had been there a couple of years, and the company loved us, and we had a family member, my wife's little brother, who had been living in the Republic of Georgia, and he had fallen in love and was getting married, and we wanted to go over there. Well, when you're in an airplane for 24 hours, you might as well spend a few weeks. So we requested, or essentially purchased the tickets and informed our current employer that we would be taking a month off. And we gave her, I think, 60 or 90 days notice so that if she had to fire us, she could have replaced us. So we didn't do it, you know, on a Friday and tell her we were leaving on a Monday type of thing. But it was crazy. And we had a plan, we had everything in place. And in the end, we came back to our job. We've also backpacked Central America for 3 months, living on what I believe was about $40 or $50 a day. So we've done some things, you know, crazy. And we thought, well, we've done that. We've done a few things. We're still alive. Luke's a little overweight, you know, life is good. You know, there's nothing wrong. So let's try something else. And so one of this thing that we wanted to try was to live in a trailer or a bus. So that's what we're doing. You know, I talked about it already. It's a little bit different, I understand, but we wanted to see America. We wanted to see some of our friends and family. We have scattered family throughout the U.S. And we wanted to see if maybe, you know, we could find a spot that we liked a little bit better. Maybe a spot that's better, a little bit better for business or just speaks to us. So that's what we're doing. We're going to be living in this fifth wheel for as long as we can. We made a plan to make this happen over months. Weeks and months it took, you know, to organize this thing and kind of make it happen. But it's quickly becoming a reality. And hopefully by July 1st, we'll be living in it full time. That's the plan. Give or take a week here, I believe. So what does that mean? Like I talked about the podcast, let's see here. So the cool thing about that, the reason I did the podcast is I thought, well, we're going to be traveling. How are we going to earn a living? And I thought, well, I have this 7-inch saw that cuts, you know, 20-inch tile. I have my notch straws. I'm going to simplify my tools. In other words, you know, condense my tools down to the essentials. And I'm just going to put the word out there that I'm looking for work. At the same time, I had been on these Facebook groups and I had realized a need for people looking for employees, sometimes short-term help even. So I realized I can find work. I mean, I've got skills. I know how to set tile. I can't get away from it, right? That's the thing is tile is a beautiful thing. There is a lot of opportunity there to make and earn money. That's why so many people, once you have this skill, you stick with it. I mean, you're kind of sucked in, right? And so I thought, well, that's what I'm going to do. And in the meantime, I had been diving into podcasts and audiobooks, and I just thought it was so cool. And I'm, you know, as I mentioned, a bit of an entrepreneur. I've started and sold another business, and I've, you know, done some things, created some things, and tried some things, failed at stuff. You know, it's just what I do. And I thought, well, you know, how do you start a podcast? So I started teaching myself and learning about that. And I thought this would be really cool. This might be really cool, and other, I should say, if I interviewed my tile friends along the way. And so that's kind of how this whole thing evolved. And then you said you were interested and you let me know that this was helping. And that's kind of how this thing quickly on steroids evolved here. And to be frank, I'm just a little bit shocked still, but I'm happy that it's making a difference. And the beauty of it is, like I said, it's not about me, it's about you. And we need to keep it that way. So you're going to help me keep it that way, right? So that brings us to, the NTCA, I believe. One more quick thing on this podcast and why I chose this subject, the business of tile. Because like I said, there's probably going to be a day in the future where I want to start up shop again, right? And frankly, like I was mentioning, you know, I don't want to just repeat the same old mistakes that I've been repeating. I want to grow, I want to learn, and I want to apply. That's how we grow, right? We change things, we improve. If you're not improving and you're not learning, you know, what's the point? You might as well be sleeping. So let's see here. So I wanted to talk about the business of tile, right? Because that's my future. I want to improve. I want to, you know, stay in the trade. Maybe I want to open a showroom one day. I don't know, you know? So I knew that I had areas to improve on. And I also realized that this subject was not being discussed enough. And I knew this because I was searching for answers. And I saw an opportunity. I saw a situation where nobody was really discussing it. It was scattered. We like to discuss methods and practices, and for a good reason, right? You got to know how to do this stuff. It's not easy, and they're not making it easier. Excuse me. I think, you know, talking to you makes me nervous, and I don't know why, but I get burps. All right. Let's get back on track here, friends. So I know the trade. I know the people. I've been doing this since I was 17. I enjoy the customers. So I wanted to discuss it more. And I wanted to find out what was missing in me. What was missing in my business? And I just had to find out. And I am finding out. So now the NTCA, why are they sponsoring this podcast? And friends, this is my opinion here. Kind of what things I've been piecing together. So they saw what I was doing early on and they understood that I was talking about the discussion of business. I was discussing the business of tile installation and I was talking directly to tile installers. And they understood, in my opinion, that this was something that needed to be discussed further. You know, they've been hearing from you. They've been looking and watching, and they've been wanting to add to the discussion. They've been wanting to provide value to you, the tile contractor, because they understand that only if they strengthen you, that the tile industry will get stronger as a whole. See, it always starts, you have to have a backbone of the, and when you strengthen that backbone, your life improves, you know, literally. We have backs and we understand this illustration because if you don't take care of your back, you're not going to be a tile setter for very long. And how many of us have experienced this? And so there are core exercises you can do. And inside the industry, as a business perspective, there are core exercises you can do to improve your business life. And certainly listening to books, reading books, are the core exercises that we all need to be doing to strengthen ourselves and strengthen our business. And so the NTCA realized that they need, you know, they wanted to strengthen you. They wanted to assist. And they saw what I was doing and they wanted to support me because they realized that I was supporting you. And so that's the circle there. So that's the circle of Tile Money NTCA Life. How many times, friends, have we seen tile failures, failed tile installations? So this is a big part of what the NTCA is doing, is they're strengthening our knowledge on the methods and the practices, the best practices. We have several people that are full-time within the NTCA traveling the nation, strengthening our knowledge, strengthening the core of the tile installation business by teaching the installers proper techniques, proper methods, because frankly, it's getting obscene on about how many failures we're seeing nationwide. And certainly my audience isn't among that class of people, but it's a problem. We've already lost a huge chunk of tile, the marketplace for tile. I'm talking about hotels. Hotels are going to acrylic. They're going to large panels. And the reason is, and again, in my opinion, is too many failures. I don't think anybody's going to argue me that on that. You know, so acrylic large panels are easier. And in their mind, they're more reliable, right? But here's the thing, friends. They're getting these things installed for more money than you, a lot of you were charging to install tile. And they're getting these things installed in less time, but they're paying more money. Do you see what I'm trying to say? The hotels, the construction industry that's building hotels, they put value on speed and reliability. They put value on the fact that there's no grout joints, less water penetration, and these are all things, you know, that I'm sure they're discussing and the reasons they're choosing this stuff. Even though it's cheaper, it looks worse. But there's new things on the horizon, right? Gauged thin porcelain panels, or however you want to say it, the thin porcelain panels. You know, that's quickly going to replace the acrylic. Because it looks better. Because the hotels, they have money. That's what some of us have trouble understanding. There's a lot of money to be made in the tile industry. They just wanted it done right. And frankly, I don't know why, but so many contractors wanted to take the cheap route, you know. Probably speed had a lot to do with it, you know, get it in. So friends, you know, if you're listening to this podcast and you're taking part in these discussions, you make up the minority of tile setters out there. You're like up here. You're a step above, you're a head above the ones who are installing the failures. And, you know, I'm not saying we haven't all made mistakes or installed failed tile, right? I mean, it happens. Even the best of us could install something and have a failure. It's just a chance we take. But that's why, because you care, because you educate yourself, because you're investing in yourself by listening to this podcast and others or books or reading, like I mentioned, you're taking the time to go to some of these NTCA workshops, maybe some of the manufacturer workshops. Latercrete has workshops. Schluter has workshops. I mean, every big manufacturer has workshops, right? Some of them are a day, some of them are a few hours, some of them are 2 days. You care. You're different. You have the potential to shape the future of tile. You have the potential to change an industry. Get involved. Start discussing. Keep discussing these topics that are bothering you. Keep asking questions, friends. Keep at it. Otherwise, what's the point? We have a voice. We have avenues now, many avenues. Somebody else is going to start another podcast, and that's great. That's another avenue. Somebody else is going to start another Facebook group. Probably already did during this during this episode here. There's probably been three started, and that's great. The more, the merrier, right? We need to be discussing our problems. We need to be looking and searching for solutions within the tile industry. Otherwise, this could slip away. You know, that's just the frank, honest to God truth. I mean, look at what happened to the plasterers. I mean, something replaced that. Now, tile is different. It's artistic. You can do so many cool things with it, right? But there's so much value there. So if you're the minority, if you're ahead above the rest, if you care, if you take the time to educate yourself and you get involved within the industry, you should be charging a premium for your services. You should be wealthy. You should be stinking rich because you're different, right? You should be the leaders. You are the leaders. I just want you to know you are the leaders, but you need the money to get to the events like we're going to talk about here in a little bit. You need the money to advertise and you need the money to look different. Your whole look should be the different. You should have a name tag, shirts, you know, a logo, hats, whatever you want, you should be able to afford. That should be with your business budget. You should have a budget for marketing, for advertising, for growth. You should have a plan to grow, whether it be adding more people, adding more vehicles, or maybe just growing by raising your prices because your services are in demand. And this is when you raise your prices. And that's a form of growth. There's nothing evil about raising your prices and making a profit. Somebody wants your service, you set the price and see if they want it. It's not that hard to understand. It's not that hard to understand, friends. If you have a service that somebody wants, you set the price. Now, the market can only bear so much, and many of you argue this point over and over again. I get it. I understand that. But many of you are charging a premium, a shocking rate to others. It's those of you who I want to highlight because tile is difficult and tile is special and unique. It's something that has lasted the test of time. Now, Now, moving on here, the NTCA Tile Setter Craftsperson of the Year Award. This is happening right now. This is a really cool opportunity for us. You can get involved, like I've been mentioning here. So instead of, you know, bumbling it up here, I'm just going to read the description of this. The NTCA Tile Setter Craftsperson of the Year Award will recognize a NTCA member who has proven to be invaluable in the field due to their outstanding installations, is passionate and actively engaged in continual self-improvement, leads and or mentors others, and is devoted to the art of setting tile. To be considered, tile setters must have been setting tile for a minimum of 15 years and still setting tile today as part of their job. If you know of someone who meets this criteria, please send in a nomination. The award the award recipient will win a trip to Total Solutions Plus 2019 in Nashville, Tennessee, where the award will be presented. Nominations must be submitted by June 28th, 2019. All right, friends, I'm going to include a link. If you're listening to this podcast, it'll be a link in the description of this episode. And on YouTube, I will have a link. I will be sharing the link within my Facebook group. This is the kind of stuff that, frankly, we should be engaged in. This is the kind of cool stuff that the NTCA is doing. How cool would it be to nominate somebody we all respect, love, and appreciate, and somebody we look up to? So let's make sure that this happens. What is this Total Solutions Plus? If you haven't heard of it, I want to kind of highlight that. Again, I'm just going to read it, the description, because I don't want to bumble it up here. Total Solutions Plus. The purpose of Total Solutions Plus is to annually bring the ceramic tile industry together to network and learn from each other. Distributors, manufacturers, contractors, and more will come together to listen to motivational, relevant speakers, participate in education sessions taught by the best of the best in the industry, network with decision makers. This is cool. I'm looking forward to Nashville, Tennessee, to go to this. I forgot the date here. And I hope to see a lot of you. This is for us. And we should be excited about this opportunity. Now it's October 26th through the 29th in Nashville, Tennessee, 3 days. And like I read there, this is for networking with decision makers within the industry. What a cool opportunity that we all have to, I mean, you can get there and go, one fortunate person will win a trip. So how cool is that? So friends, if you want to see more of this type of stuff, if you would like, you know, I mean, we have the Total Solutions Plus annual event, right? Where we get together and learn about business and discuss the business of tile and motivate each other and participate in education sessions. Frankly, I think we could use another one of these or something similar. It's been a goal of mine to put together a seminar, something similar to this, for the sole discussion of the business of tile. In the meantime, this is already set up and October is almost here, right? A few months away. So let's keep the discussion happening. Let's shape the future of tile together. Let's shape your businesses. Let's improve your business together. I'm excited to do this. And it's not about me. I've said from the early on, and even in today's episode, that frankly, I'm not the best. I'm not the best at business. I don't have it all figured out. I don't have the answers. Somebody asked me once, what are the answers? I don't know. Why do you think I'm asking the questions? Why do you think I'm asking these questions? Why do you think I'm doing this interview? Because I want to know too. All right, friends. I'm going to talk to you soon. I hope you have a good rest of the week. And I hope you're being profitable out there. I hope you're running your numbers. I hope you're taking some time. Please follow the link take some time before June 19th or June 28th to vote on the Tile Setter Craftsperson of the Year Award. Please, please do this. This is cool. Please subscribe to this podcast if you're enjoying it, and please share it with another tile contractor. You can find out more about me, tilemoney.com.